Hey, graphic audio fans. Welcome to another edition of the Dwayne's Pick Podcast. I'm Dwayne Beeman, and today we will feature the second installment of Brandon Sanderson's Alcatraz vs. the Evil Librarian series, entitled The Scrivener's Bones. So, in this second adventure against those dastardly evil librarians, Alcatraz and his crew are trying to locate his father and Grandpa Smedry, who are held captive at the ancient and mysterious Library of Alexandria. Now, the Hushlanders, people who live in the library-controlled lands of Canada, Europe, and the Americas, believe that this library was destroyed long ago. However, free kingdomers know the deal. The library is still around, and is one of the most dangerous spots around. Why, you may ask? Because it is the home of the soul-stealing Scriveners, who are by far the scariest of all the librarian sects. So, here's the all-important question. Can Alcatraz and his friends rescue his father and Grandpa Smedry and make it out there alive? You're gonna have to get the book to find out. This second book of the series is even crazier than the first book, and yet is very entertaining due to the wonderful talents of author Brandon Sanderson. Director and sound designer Nathaniel Perry is once again at the helm and delivers an outstanding production aided by the graphic audio bullpen led by Alejandro Ruiz, Carolyn Kashner, Christopher Walker, Yasmin Toison, Bradley Smith, Eva Wilhelm, Zeke Alton, Chris Genabaugh, and Terrence Aceford, among others. We have a few of the Graphic Audio Nation piping in on what they thought about the book. Amy shares with us, "Truly, I feel this series is tailor-made for Graphic Audio's stellar style. I cannot imagine reading this any other way. The actors bring these characters to life. The music, the sounds, everything all culminates into a brilliant production. I cannot wait to devour the next book." And Diego chimed in, "This was a phenomenal continuation of what was started in book one. I found the elements a bit more sinister than the last. It was very, very enjoyable, not to mention remarkably funny. And the fourth wall breaking is still strong with this series, which is awesome." Sounds like all strong reasons to go grab Alcatraz versus the Scrivener's Bones today. You'll be glad you did. Let's listen to a sample clip of Graphic Audio's production of Brandon Sanderson's Alcatraz versus the Evil Librarians 2, The Scrivener's Bones.
I walked from the cockpit, Bastille trailing behind, then waited until the door slid closed. Through its glass, I could see Drawlin turn and stand, still at parade rest, facing out the eyeball of the dragon.
What's that all about?
Just what she said, Smedry. Come on, I'll take you to your room.
Oh, don't get like that with me. You lose one sword and they bust you back to Squire? That doesn't make any sense.
My mother is a very brave and well-respected Knight of Crystallia. She always does what is best for the Order and never acts without careful thought.
That doesn't answer my question.
Look, I told you when I lost my sword that I would be in trouble. Well, see, I'm in trouble. I'll deal with it. I don't need your pity.
It isn't pity, it's annoyance.
I eyed her.
What aren't you telling me, Bastille?
Bastille gave no response. She stalked through the glass corridors, leading me toward, I assumed, my cabin. As I walked, however, I grew more and more displeased with events. Grandpa Smedry must have discovered something. Otherwise, he wouldn't have missed the pickup. And I hated feeling like I was being left out of important things. Now, this is a stupid way to feel if you think about it. I was always being left out of important things. At that very moment, there were thousands of people doing very important things all across the world. Everything from getting married to jumping out of windows. And I wasn't a part of any of it. The truth is, even the most important people get left out of most things that happen in the world. But I was still annoyed. As I walked, I realized I still had on my courier's lenses. They were very limited in range, but maybe Grandfather was close by. I activated the lenses.
Grandfather? Grandfather, are you there?
It had been a long shot anyway. I didn't really...
Alcatraz?
Grandfather? Yes, it's me.
Flustered Farlands! How did you contact me across such a distance?
Grandfather, where are you?
Alcatraz, I think I found your father. He came here, I'm sure of it.
Where, Grandfather?
The library...
Grandfather, what library?
The Library Alexandria!
I concentrated, but the voice didn't come back.
Ugh.
Finally, I opened my eyes.
You all right, Smedri?
The Library of Alexandria. Where is it?
In Alexandria?
Right. Where is that?
Egypt.
Like, the real Egypt? My Egypt?
Yeah, I think so. Why?
I glanced back toward the cockpit.
No. Alcatraz, I know what you're thinking. We're not going there.
Why not?
The Library of Alexandria is extremely dangerous. Even ordinary librarians are scared to go into it. Nobody in their right mind ever visits that place.
That sounds about right, because Grandpa Smedri is there right now.
How would you know something like that?
I tapped my lenses.
They wouldn't work at such a distance.
They did. I just talked to him. He's there, Bastille. And he thinks my father is too.
That gave me a twist in my stomach. I'd grown up assuming that both of my parents were dead. Now I was beginning to think that both were actually alive. My mother was a librarian and worked for the wrong side. I wasn't entirely sure I wanted to know what my father was like. No, that's wrong. I really wanted to know what my father was like. Except, I was afraid of it at the same time. I glanced back at Bastille.
You sure he's there?
I nodded.
Shattering glass. Last time we tried something like this, you almost got killed, your grandfather got tortured, and I lost my sword. Do we really want to go through that again?
What if he's in trouble?
He's always in trouble!
We just stood there for a moment. Then both of us turned and rushed back to the cockpit.
If you enjoyed listening to the clip of Alcatraz versus the Evil Librarians 2, The Scrivener's Bones, you can purchase it at www.graphicaudio.net. You can get it in all of our available download formats, MP3, M4B, and FLAC. Plus, you can listen to this download and all other downloads through our Graphic Audio Access app. Also, if you want to experience Graphic Audio in short nuggets for your commute to work and back home, you should check out our newly launched podcast, Graphic Audio Story Podcast, or GASP. If you like what you heard, please leave a 5-star review and feedback on how much you enjoyed it. Be back soon as I'll have another pick for you. Until then, peace.